This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Thursday. April 8th, 8:37 in the morning, and it's time for...
The Radio Alice Report.
Oh, fudge. Hold on. Sorry.
Fudge.
This Alice
I love
Report
the gosh
is,
and fudge. And,
well, look, I got little ones now. I got to watch my mouth.
Sure.
This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank knows pandemic supplies are in high demand within our schools, so the Fremont Bank Foundation has donated nearly $600,000 to Bay Area school districts. They can buy what they need now. New personal protective equipment and technology will keep people safe while learning continues.
Fremont Bank.
That's Fremont Bank, everybody.
Technology.
So I thought this was an interesting story to start with. The reproductive lifespan of women is increasing.
Well.
Now, I know that in my own life, my lady got the old tick tick from her gynecologist like way back.
Yeah.
And she was pretty rooted about it. Like she came home and just thought that. Why would my doctor actually say, if you want to have kids, you should really do it now? Like. She felt
because
like it
was true. Your eggs grow old.
Right. Well, the reproductive years for women in the United States may be increasing. So you'll hear that tick tick a couple years later than normal.
Oh, that's good.
Well, or I shouldn't say normal, but then you're used to. On average, the reproductive years for women increased from 35 to 37.
Oh, two more years.
Two more years.
The you age 10 35. Years, Nick.
Has for decades been regarded in the medical community as the age when women's reproductive systems slow down. It becomes more difficult to have and sustain a pregnancy.
They do a
women
lot
who
more
become
tests
pregnant
too.
At 35 are considered of advanced maternal age and face risks including miscarriage, genetic abnormalities, fetal growth issues, preterm birth, preeclampsia, and stillbirth. These are all things that you're told if you have a late term or a later in life pregnancy.
Right.
And that alone can be enough to nerve wrack you into
yeah,
one of
definitely.
Those problems. I definitely was
pressure.
Worried.
A lot of pressure.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Tough. And
so anyway,
we're young
the good
at
news
30
is
these days. Doesn't it feel like we're a lot younger at 30 than we were back in the like my mom had all of us by the time she was 24. You know, by the time she was 40, none of us lived with her anymore.
Yeah.
Like it's now we all have little kids when we're in our 40s.
Right. No, I think there's been a significant change and this continues that trend, which
so it makes it harder.
They're even saying, you know, it's okay to go later in life. They're green lighting that almost, which normally, again, your doctor would say, you should really do this now. And now it's a couple years later. So anyway, the new study found that women's reproductive span now extends to 37 years of reproductive years. And what was Christina, 39 or 40, right? I think she had our daughter at 40.
Wow. And listen, people successfully carry babies. I know someone who was 49 when she had a surprise baby.
I do
baby.
Too. One of the girls I grew up with, and I don't see her or talk to her anymore, but she posted on Facebook a picture of pregnancy, and I went, she's my age. There's no way. That must be a throwback Thursday.
Yeah.
No, she had a kid at 49.
It happens. And sometimes people have waited and now they need help. And so they finally get to have one and they're, you know, that's advanced maternal age. You're elderly. Your womb is elderly at that point.
Decrepit, I believe, is the term one of my friends told me.
He called
your eggs are
decrepit. Yeah.
Yikes.
Well, anyway. It's nice that we've got a little bit more time and that there are so many more choices now. If you can afford to, you can freeze your eggs pretty young and pay a surrogate. You know, if you can afford it, you can pay a surrogate to carry the kid for you. And if you aren't and you get pregnant later, the healthcare is amazing. It is amazing what they can do these days.
Yeah, well, it's interesting that this pandemic has changed. Like, look, everybody's got their plans. Plans are, you know, fine. You make some and then life happens to them. But here you are thinking, okay, I'm now, you know, I've got my career lined up. I'm going to spend the next couple years dating and then a pandemic hits and all right. So now what? Did you store some eggs or what? You know, it's just, man, this disruption has been profound and
yes.
Everybody's little plans just got put in a blender.
They got poofed. And for every single person, there's a story. Every single one of us has our own perspective on this and how it affected us. It's it's such a crazy thing. Like, I really feel like 10 years from now, we'll look back on this year as this crazy, effing, life-changing year for a lot of people. People have had to pivot and figure out how they were going to stay afloat in this.
Well, and don't forget, and I don't mean to get morbid, but this is a almost best case scenario is your best laid plans didn't work out. The worst case is you lost your job or you lost a family member from this. And really, we're going to look back and think COVID killed that many people.
Yeah. What are we at? Almost 600,000 people now?
Young people, too. Actually, Mike, known as No Name on this show, just posted someone he's very close to and grew up with passed away from it and was putting up a GoFundMe for the family because they lost the dad. It's just gnarly. Like, and that just happened. Young guy.
And here we are kind of at the end of it. Like, don't let your guard down now.
Right.
You know, wait until you've got your double shots. And even then, take precautions. Even if you survive this, they're saying something like 25% of people have a long-term neurological problems over this.
Yeah, it's heavy.
Like that it's going on. Mm-hmm. It doesn't just end. Oh, my God.
559,000 in the U.S.
In the U.S.
In the U.S. alone.
Death.
Incredible.
Here's a story.
Okay, I'm ready.
Last week, a couple getting married in China. There they are. It's wedding day. During the wedding, the groom's mother recognized a unique birthmark on the bride's hand for the first time.
Oh, the first time, huh?
The groom's mother asked the bride if she was adopted. Were you adopted?
She didn't know. They didn't.
They hadn't discussed this. The bride and her family were surprised because that was a secret. That was a family secret that no one had ever discussed.
Oh, really? You're saying this is the day of the wedding?
This is the day of the wedding.
Okay.
The groom's mother knew because it turns out the bride was her long-lost daughter. So.
Oh, my God.
This is the groom. Now, I get it. It's confusing. But try to bear with me here on this story. So it's the groom's mother is looking at the bride and recognizes a birthmark and knows that's her long-given-away adopted daughter.
So a brother and sister, half brother and sister?
There were lots of tears and joyful reunions.
Joyful?
Well.
The wedding is ruined. You couldn't have held that till after we got back from our honeymoon, me and my brother over here?
It did create a serious problem because now the bride was going to marry her brother, but it turns out the groom was adopted too.
Wait. So you're telling me she had a kid.
Gave it up and then adopted a son. Look, there's the picture.
Did you say this was in China?
Yeah.
This was in China.
You know, this is actually, in a lot of ways, this is horrible because baby girls in China are often just given away. You know what I want? A boy.
Right.
So I would think there'd be some anger there too.
It's cultural stuff that we don't it's easy to say, but we don't know that. I've never been to China. I don't know their culture at all.
That is an astonishing. So the wedding was able to go on.
Because they weren't biologically related, oh so the wedding God. Was able to go on. Oh and while God. That is an option, it would really freak me the you know what out.
I would be like, we're going to press pause. Yes, I get that we're going to lose a lot of money on this day, but we need to talk and figure some things out. And
well, you're not you know related what I don't at all, need? Though. It's fine.
I don't
In
know,
the back
though.
Of my mind when I'm doing a bunch of stuff, with you is that you're my sister or that you
but they're
my,
not though they're
but
not.
They but are in a way they
they're
are
not. They're not
he's
at all
adopted she was no but c- but in a way
it's
just, though
it's weird
he was raised by the lady whose womb
yeah, my mom's
she
actually
emerged
your mom.
From
yeah, right, right I get that that's weird
and now but. Here I am doing stuff
you're
that's
not doing your sister
completely
though.
Unnatural
it's okay.
for
but she didn't
brother
grow up
and
in
sister.
The house with them
so
though.
But here's the other thing
yeah,
his
exactly.
son is going to be his mom's grandson that's going to be the only
it's
real
not like
grandmother
that. She has her own set of parents and he has his own
yeah,
set of
yeah but
parents
it's
right
still
now.
It's so weird I need to we need to at least let's pause for lunch
look at Bryn
and let's talk pause about this lunch. Over lunch
are you telling me you're able to compartmentalize all these things without there being any cross-contamination you just
well,
can't possibly
if it was biological
that's the word. Word right there
if I find out it was biological like if it was actual genetics that were related then there's a problem there, but if you know that it's okay.
Okay,
no
let me ask you
there,
a question.
Really.
I'm going to ask you a question.
It is okay, I guess.
It really is
it's
okay.
Okay, let me ask you a question. If a bullet just missed you. I mean, sure. It didn't hit you. You're not uh-huh. dead. You're not even injured. But it just missed you.
Right.
You're not a little paused. Sketchy when you hear a gunshot going forward in your life.
Oh, I'm not saying that. But
like, those are two different extremes.
No, they're both. Well, I mean, I'm just saying, like I'm trying to say that you can't necessarily just go, well, I didn't get hit by that bullet, so it's I'll never think about that again. You'll think about her being your sister because that freak out you had when everyone's trying to sort out, wait, you're her, and now it's in your head. That's my sister?
Oh,
she's marrying her stepbrother.
Yeah.
Well, not really.
Kind of, though, because they didn't grow up together.
And by the
yeah,
way,
exactly.
In a country of billion, how many people live in China? It's a
Over
billion.
A billion
at,
right.
Two
no
billion,
doubt,
right?
It's super weird. Yeah it's super weird. Yeah. But, you know, you'd say, Mom, are you sure I'm adopted? Are you positive? All right, cool.
Maybe we should do like a DNA test just to confirm.
It's
Because what if
freaky.
That birthmark on my hand was just like, I don't know, dirt or something? Yeah.
My friend Marianne is weighing in.
All right,
she says, the Chinese daughter was lost / stolen, not given away.
Oh.
So the parents stole the daughter. This wedding just got even worse.
Lost / like, stolen.
I don't know where she's getting her info, but she's really, just technically, she's just a texter.
How do you know, Marianne?
Yeah, Marianne, how do you know?
Well, Marianne, the story's Marianne. Out there.
Oh, no,
I mean, I didn't have time to dig.
Texter,
but
another one texted in saying the story I saw said that the daughter went missing 20 years ago, not that the woman gave her up.
It's a story I saw.
She went
that?
Missing?
Yeah, that's Chinese. So she was stolen. She just wound up with this other family and they decided to keep it a secret.
Yeah, multiple like, people are of, texting in now saying the daughter went missing.
So the new parents are terrible people. They took a baby that had been stolen and then kept it a family secret so that no one could ever find the baby.
They need to go on Dr. Phil and figure it out.
Yeah, I'm telling you, press pause. Let's have lunch. Let's have lunch.
Yeah, Bryn, you're not going to be all, I don't have a problem with this.
The whole stolen thing is different, too. But no, I mean, if you're in love with this person and you know for sure, if you can have that final say that, oh, we're not related, I think you can get past that.
Still, though, let's have lunch.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Let's talk this over.
Definitely
you know
hesitation
what?
And a pause.
It would really change my love from one of complete, like, lustful, joyful, absolute needing you to, you're a really good person. And I really do think we should stay in each other's lives, but maybe not in this way.
Nicole,
you know?
I actually agree with Bryn on this one. So.
What?
That's what I'm talking about.
Vinny, I'm with you.
We're divided
I'm at least. I'm at least. I know
no,
I've said it 20
weird.
Times. Can we just have
take a pause? Sure.
Love
it doesn't. Okay, let me ask
Let's
you a question.
It's worth a conversation.
It's not going to cross your mind at all when you're kissing Australia.
This lady came from my mama's
Maybe
place.
The first two or three times you'll lose your boner, but after that, you can power through that.
Oh my God. You don't want to power through that, Bryn.
Look, if you like this person, you guys are compatible, and you're not related in any manner, then what's the problem?
Yeah, it was never an issue before.
Right.
But now it is. So since an issue has arisen,
let's take a pause.
There's a spa in Jacksonville, Florida that's been hosting events called Botox and Bubbles.
Oh, what fun.
People
champagne
go there and
shots.
They have some drinks and they get Botox injections.
Fun. What could go wrong?
Well, for one, the doctor likes to have a couple pops while he's working as well.
Okay. Yeah. Well, it's right there in the title, Bubbles and Botox.
Then it turns out the doctor may not actually be one.
I knew that was coming. I just knew it.
The police in Jacksonville got a tip that something was shady about these Botox and Bubbles events. So when the detectives went undercover last month, they found, yeah, everything about this is shady. The person given the injections was 47-year-old guy named Nelson Turin. He's not a doctor, even though the ads for Botox and Bubbles say he was. Huh. He doesn't have a medical license to be giving Botox injections. And also, he was drinking Four Locos while he was giving the injections.
What's a Four Locos?
I believe it's one of those hard wines that they sell in.
No, it's like a, oh God, those were like the death in high school. But it's all these like, it's alcohol. It's basically like a cocktail mixed with an energy drink. They were illegal at a certain point.
Mm. Four Locos. Like a Red Bull and vodka type of thing. But,
What is the thing that's like, oh, I'm thinking of like Thunderbird or something like that, aren't I?
Yeah, but those were huge. I don't know why they were such a big deal, but I think it's because they became illegal for a hot second.
Because who doesn't want to be a wide awake drunk?
Yeah, and but it's mixed with like hard liquor, like multiple stuff, not just like vodka and Red Bull. It's like, you know,
vodka, rum, tequila, and
stuff
scotch.
Like that. Yeah.
Great. That's always a great idea.
Our dude Flip Nelson, punch. On top of not being a doctor or having any kind of medical experience, was also getting ripped on Four Locos before giving injections. He was arrested on several charges, including practicing medicine without a license and possession of prescription drugs, which I guess was also in the diet plan.
Was a good scam while he had it. Did, you know, was anyone getting bad injections?
I don't know. There's been no reports of, I'm sure there'll be reports now of medical malpractice, though.
I wondered why my eye was halfway down my cheek after that.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Those two people in China were not related, yet have the same mom. They were meant to be together.
Okay, fine. Let's talk about it over lunch. Let's not just go ahead, plunge ahead with the ceremony.
Yeah, I don't know about that story because as Vinny's continuing to read, he's probably seeing the back and forth where half of them are saying, no, she was adopted, and the other half are saying, no, she was stolen. So it's like, I don't know.
The whole story is a mess, and I wouldn't I'm not capable of compartmentalizing what I want to do and what my reality currently is. That's just not.
Yeah, I'm so glad that didn't happen to me.
Yeah.
What a bummer, too, if it turned out they were actual brother and sister, and she's like, oh, well, let's just try to forget all those things we've done in the past.
That is the worst wedding ever. It's an abomination. I mean, you have to call the police if you have to change your name and leave town. I don't know about all that, but I do think that I'm not going to be able to consummate this wedding tonight. I can't get past it. I'm not.
I need to figure it out.
Able. But I also, you know what? I had trouble when what do they call those things where the baby you can hear the baby from your room? What is that? The baby monitor? Yeah, I couldn't. I also couldn't power through that either. If I heard the baby start crying, I'd be like, oh, come on.
All right. Yeah.
And she'd be like, go. You got this.
So he's the opposite of sexy. This is like, it's like having a gun to my head.
Yeah, I don't. Nah. No. I'm going to go to bed. Whatever. Anyway, I'll read the rest of the text on the other side of these important messages on Alice at 97.3.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.